Blog Talk Radio.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through,
just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell him, never could have made it.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it. Never could have made it.
Never could have made it. Hallelujah, and praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God in the name of Jesus. Praise God. I'm truly honored in Jesus' name to be before you. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane's Ministry and Friends, where we come forth, praise God, Monday through Friday, reading the Word of God at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time from the New King James Version. We also want to bring the word on Monday through Friday, but also we want to come forth on Sunday at 1 o'clock Central Standard Time. Praise God. First and foremost, I want to always give all honor and praise to God, who is definitely the head of my life. I then want to honor my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, who holds a very unselfish hand in all what she does. We thank God for her and what she does in the ministry here at David and Diane Ministry and Friends. We ask that you continue to pray for us as we continue to pray for those that are going through what they're going through. Amen. We thank you for joining us today. We continue reading now the Word of God, King James Version, the New King James Version, Genesis. Amen. We're at chapter 7. Let us read. First, we want to pray and thank God for what he does. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come before you on today once again as we have so often in the past and give you praise. Thank you, Lord. Give you glory, honor, and thanksgiving for all of what you do. We ask that you continue to be with us, protect us, and heal us in Jesus' name. Amen. Once again, we're coming forth out of the book of Genesis, New King James Version, chapter 7. Let us read. The Lord said to Noah, come into the ark, you and all your household, because I have seen that you are righteous before me in this generation. You shall take with you 7 each of every clean animal, male and his female, 2 each of animals that are unclean, a male and his female, also 7 each of birds of the air, male and female, to keep the species alive on the face of all the earth. But after 7 or more days, I will cause it to rain on the earth 40 days and 40 nights. I will destroy from the face of the earth all living things that I have made. And Noah did according to all that the Lord commanded him. Noah was 600 years old when the floodwaters were on the earth. So Noah with his sons, his wife, and his sons' wives went into the ark because the waters of the flood of clean animals, of animals that are unclean, of birds, and of everything that creeps on the earth. 2 by 2, they went into the ark to Noah, male and female, as God had commanded Noah. And it came to pass after 7 days that the waters of the flood were on the earth. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the 72nd month, the 17th day of the month, on that day, all the fountains of the great deep were broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened. And the rain was on the earth 40 days and 40 nights. On the very same day, Noah and Noah's son, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and Noah's wife, and our three wives of his sons with them entered the ark. They and every beast after his kind, all cattle of their kind, every creeping thing that creeps on the earth after its kind, and every bird kind, every bird of every sort. And they went into the ark to Noah, two by two, of all flesh, in which is the breath of life. So those that entered, male and female, of all flesh, went in as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut him up. Now the flood was on the earth 40 days. The waters increased and lifted up the ark, and it rose high above the earth. The waters prevailed and greatly increased on the earth, and the ark moved about on the surface of the waters. And the waters prevailed exceedingly on the earth, and all the high hills under the whole heaven were covered. The waters prevailed 15 cubits upward, and the mountains there covered, and all flesh died that moved on the earth, birds and cattle and beasts and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth, and every man, all in whose muscles was of life, all that was on the dry land died. So he destroyed all living things which were on the face of the ground, both man and cattle, creeping things and bird of the air. They were destroyed from the earth. Only Noah and those who were with him in the ark remained alive, and the waters prevailed on the earth 140 days. Genesis chapter 8. Then God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the animals that were with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters subsided. The fountains of the deep and the windows of heaven were also stopped, and the rain from heaven was restrained. And the waters receded continually from the earth, and the end of the 140 days of water decreased. Then the ark rested in the seventh month, the 17th day of the month, on the mountains Ararat, and the waters decreased continually until the 10th month. In the 10th month, on the first day of the month, the tops of the mountains were seen. So it came to pass at the end of 40 days that Noah opened the window of the ark which he had made when he set out a reading which kept going to and fro until the waters had dried up from the earth. He also sent out from himself a dove to see if the waters had receded from the face of the ground, but the dove found no resting place for the sole of her feet. So she returned into the ark to him. For the waters were on the face of the whole earth. So he put out his hand and took her and drew her into the ark to himself. And he waited yet another 7 days. And again, he sent the dove out from the ark. Then the dove came to him in the evening. And behold, a freshly plucked olive leaf was in her mouth. And Noah knew that the waters had receded from the earth. So he waited yet another 7 days and sent out the dove, which did not return again to him anymore. And it came to pass in the 601st year, in the first month, in the first day of the month, that the waters were dried up from the earth, and Noah removed the covering of the ark and looked, and indeed the surface of the ground was dried. And in the second month, on the 7th day of the month, the earth was dried. Then God spoke to Noah, saying, go out of the ark, you and your wife, and your son's wife with you. Bring out with you every living thing of all flesh that was with you, birds and cattle and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth, so that they may abound on the earth and be fruitful and multiply on the earth. So Noah went out, and his sons and his wives and his sons' wives with him. Every animal, every creeping thing, every bird, and whatever creeps on the earth according to their families went out of the ark. Now Noah built an altar to the Lord and took up every clean animal and of every clean bird and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled a soothing aroma. Then the Lord said in his heart, I will never again curse the ground for man's sake, although I imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Nor will I again destroy every living thing as I have done. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. Chapter Genesis, chapter 9. So God blessed Noah and his sons, and said to them, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be on every beast of the earth, on every bird of the air, on all that move on the earth, and on all the fish of the sea. They are given into your hand. Every moving thing that lives shall be food for you. I have given you all things, even as the green herbs. But you shall not eat flesh with its life, that is, its blood. Surely, for your lifeblood, I will demand a reckoning from the hand of every beast. I will require it, and from the hand of man, from the hand of every man's brother, I will require the life of man. Whoever sheds man's blood, by man's blood shall be shed, for in the image of God he made man. And as for you, be fruitful and multiply. Bring forth abundantly in the earth and multiply in it. And God spoke to Noah and to his sons with him, saying, and as for me, behold, I establish my covenant with you and with your descendants after you, and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the cattle, and every beast of the earth with you, of all that go out of the ark, every beast of the earth. Thus, I establish my covenant with you. Never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of the flood. Never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, this is the sign of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generation. I set my rainbow in a cloud, and it shall be for the sign of the covenant between me, the earth. It shall be when I bring a cloud over the earth that the rainbow shall be seen in the cloud. And I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh of water shall never again become a flood, destroy all flesh. The rainbow shall be in the cloud, and I shall look on it to remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth. And God said to Noah, this is the sign of the covenant which I have established between me and all the flesh that is on the earth. Now the sons of Noah who went out of the ark were Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And Ham was the father of Canaan. These three were the sons of Noah. And from these the whole earth was populated. And Noah began to be a farmer, and he planted the vineyard. When he had drank of the wine and was drunk, he became uncovered in his tent. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father and told his two brothers outside. But Shem and Japheth took a garment, laid it on both of their shoulders, and went backward and covered the nakedness of their father. Their faces were turned away, and they did not see their father's nakedness. So Noah awoke from his wine and knew that his younger son had done to him. Then he said, cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants. He shall be the son his brother. Said, blessed be the Lord, the God of Shem, and may Canaan be his servant. May God enlarge Japheth, and may he dwell in the tents of Shem, and may Canaan be his servant. And Noah lived after the flood 350 years. So all the days of Noah were 950 years, and he died. Genesis chapter 10. Now this is the genealogy of the sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The sons were born to them after the flood. The sons of Japheth were Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshech, and Torah. The sons of Gomer were Ashkenaz, Riphath, and Tegorma. The sons of Javan were Elisha, Tarshish, Kinnam, and Todanam. From these, the coastland peoples of the Gentiles were separated into their land, everyone according to his language, according to their families, into their nations. The sons of Ham were Cush, Mizraim, Put, and Canaan. The sons of Cush were Seba, Havana, Seba, Rema. The sons of Rema were Sheba and Dedan. Cush begot Nimrod. He began to be a mighty one of the earth. He was a mighty hunter before the Lord. Therefore, it is said, like Nimrod, the mighty hunter before the Lord. And the beginning of his kingdom was Babel, Erech, Akkad, and Calneh in the land of Shinar. The land he went to Assyria and built Nineveh, Rehoboth, and Kli, and reasoned between Nineveh and Calah, that is the principal city. Mizraim began Lubim, Anemim, Lehabim, Lephatim, Peturim, and Kesalim from come to the Philistine and Petrium. Canaan begot Sidon, his firstborn, and Heth, the Jebusite, the Amorite, and the Girgashite, the Hivite, the Arkite, and the Sinite, the Arvidite, the Zemite, and the Hematite. After the families of the Canaanites were dispersed. And the border of the Canaanites was from Sidon at you. Go toward Gerna, as far as Gaza. Then as you go toward Sidon, Gomorrah, and more, and Zebulim, as far as Lesha, the sons of Ham, according to their families, according to their languages, in their lands and in their nations. The children were born also to Shem, the father of all the children of Eber, the brother of Japheth, the elder. The sons of Shem were Elam, Asher, Arphax, Lud, and Aram. The sons of Aram were Uz, Hul, Gala, and Mash. Arphax begot Selah, and Selah begot Eber. To Eber were born two sons. The name of one was Peleg, and in his days, the earth was divided. In his brother's name was Joachim. Joachim begot Elmadad, Shelah, Hezrom, Jer, Hebdom, Huzal, Dikla, Obal, Abneel, Sheba, Ophir, Havilah, and Jabab. All these were the sons of Joktan, and their dwelling places was from Misha as you go towards Shefer and mountain of the east. These were the sons of Shem, according to their families, according to their languages, in their lands, according to their nations. These were the families of the sons of Noah, according to their generations and their nations. And from these, the nations were divided on the north after the flood. Amen. We want to thank you for joining us on today. That's going to conclude the reading beginning on the book of Genesis. We are coming back with Genesis chapter 11 on tomorrow. Thank you for joining us on today. God bless you. Jesus loves you. And so do I. Be blessed.
want you to know it.